KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to
welcome to the Fuzz Show. I'm your host, Brindles, and tonight, for the next hour, I got a bunch of killer tracks for you. Lots of kind of underground stuff, which is kind of the MO for this show. Some folky stuff, some blues, some psych, some jazz. It all kind of flows nicely together. I got a couple surprises in here that I'm excited to play. We're going to start off with a track called God Out West by none other than Link Ray, famous for the song Rumble, which happened to be the first song ever banned from radio play. It's an instrumental song. It could be the only instrumental song banned from radio play, too. And it was banned for inciting ruckus, apparently. Anyways, but this track is called God Out West. It's from, I think, his second album. Came out in 1971. It was self-titled, Link Ray. And it was not well-received when it came out, just for the fact that there's a lot of singing. A lot of people didn't get it because Link Ray was like this fireball guitarist, kind of surf guy. Not really, but that's what he inspired. But it's really, really good. From front to back, this is by far my favorite stuff that Link Ray ever put out. And it's really cool. Some fun facts about this album. And I'll keep it short because I know we got to get into some music. But yeah, this album was recorded in 1971 by his brother, Vernon Ray, in a converted chicken shack that they turned into a three-track studio that they called Ray's Shack three-track. They couldn't fit a drum kit in there for most of the songs, so they subbed out drums with stomping their feet and shaking a can of nails for the snare. And for some of the tracks that got heavier, like this one gets pretty heavy, Fire and Brimstone, another famous track from him, gets really heavy. They actually put the guitar speakers outside and they mic'd up the windows to kind of muffle it a little bit. So there you go. A failed album from a great guy. Failed in only one sense, album sales. But from here on out, I'll put it down as one of his greatest. This is God Out West from Link Ray, and we'll follow it up with Blaze Foley's Clay Pigeons. You're tuned into The Fuzz, KX935.
Found me a place where I should be. I'm going down to Greyhound Station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, sing a song with a friend. Change the shape of a man. And get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, I might go to somewhere I never been. Get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, and change the words of the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say, oh, feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day and start talking again when I know what to say.
See what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5. That was Noah Bix Nash, Sydney, kind of lo-fi recording all the way from Aliso Viejo, California. It's right over the hill. I just got turned on to his stuff from an upcoming little surf edit that was passed along my way. And yeah, it took me a long time to figure that out. I haven't been able to contact this dude yet. So there's really no info about him at all other than a Bandcamp. So I'm in the process. I got to find out more info because I was super into that. And for some good music to be coming out of Aliso Viejo, it just doesn't even make any sense in my brain. So there you go. Before that was Dirt Dress with Revelations, another epic one. I love those dudes. And hopefully they put out some more stuff. You're tuned in to The Fuzz Show. I'm your host, Brindles. And this one's pretty cool, too. This is Ricky Ililonga from Africa. This is from the mid-70s. Angel Black is the track name. I hope you dig it. Then we'll get into some really cool stuff. You're tuned in to The Fuzz. Here we go.
Surrounds me so, oh. Tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
1, 2, 3, 4. Which girl is the right one? Is the perfect one for me? If I glanced in her direction, would I know which one she'd be? But she looks so good that I wish I could. But she looks so fine that I wanna make her mine. Which one is the sweetest? Is the sweetest one for me? I've been looking for forever. Do you ever think I'll see? But she looks so nice that I wanna see her twice. But she looks so good that I wish I could. Ooh, yeah.
Billy Swan, the Don't Be Cruel. For that, it was Brian Jonestown Massacre, a track called It Girl. I was just about to call it like a classic rock track. Brian Jonestown Massacre has been around forever. It was what at least it seems like. Anton Newcomb, who's the lead singer and kind of the mastermind behind the whole band. It's a big rotating membership in the band. I highly recommend checking out a documentary called Dig if you haven't seen it. But it kind of shows them, not in their early stages, but definitely in some growing pains, and how wild things got for that band. I had the pleasure of seeing them, I think, when I was still in high school, maybe, and went back to their house after the show. It was a wild, wild time. They're geniuses in their own right, and they've put out so much amazing music. I always slip those guys in. Before that was Daniele Lupi with Fashion Party. He's an Italian composer, producer, arranger, based out of LA, and that was off of his first album, I think from 2014, and that song was called Fashion Party. Hope you guys dig what I'm putting down. I'm sliding this one in. This is a rarity. You know, I pride my show on underground tracks or whatever, blah blah blah. But this one, if you didn't know who the artist was, I feel like you'd be like, oh dude, this song totally fits in the show. It's all good. And that's why I'm putting it in there, trying to make a statement. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover from Paul Simon. Just listen to the drum breaks and in the lyrics. I don't know. It fits the vibe, and I've been slightly obsessed with the song the past week, so decided to put it on. And then we'll get into a Greek psych band called Naxatras. I'm sure it's pronounced completely differently in Greek, but I just came across this. It's a 7-minute long play, so stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. It's an amazingly beautiful one. Coming up later in the hour, I got Leon Russell covering Bob Dylan. It's just heard it recently, and it's an incredible cover. I think the Gap Band is on there with him. Eric Burdon doing a pretty insane B-side is one of my favorite tracks from him as well. And then, I got this band. I'll talk about it in a little bit. Let's just go for it. Paul Simon, here we go. Hear that drum break? That's what I'm saying.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back.
blackjack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, bro. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
That was Naxitras, a track called Waves. It's a Greek psych band. Pretty rad. Pretty much digging that one. You were tuned in to the Fuzz Show. Before that, I had Paul Simon. Pretty random. With 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Hope you guys dig what I'm putting down. Coming up now is another Zamrock band. I played a few. Ricky Ilulonga was first. And this is number two from Amanaz. They started in 1973. They only lasted for 3 years. They only put out one album. And it didn't really, it kind of got lost in the mix up until the 90s or 2000s. Yeah, the early 2000s, 2008, when a German label re-released it. And then since then, it was re-released in 2015. The album was called Africa. The name Amanaz stands for Ask Me About Nice Artists in Zambia. That was kind of a trend back then, I think, to kind of have a name that meant something different. I don't know. There was another band called Witch, We Intend to Cause to Create Havoc, who are still touring, which is pretty rad. This track is awesome. I haven't played it before, so I thought I would play it. It's called Big Enough. And then we'll get into the real meat of the burger, a new band called Ghost Funk Orchestra. They're based out of New York. They've got really good taste in music. I feel like a lot of people are going to lump them together with like Krongbin, who have completely exploded out onto the scene with their kind of psychedelic jazz stuff going on. These guys are amazing, and I hope you dig it. You will definitely be hearing more of their stuff on this show, and I have a feeling they're going to blow up. You can't even buy their record anymore, and it just was released a couple days ago, 3 days ago maybe. I think you guys are going to dig it. Anyways, Amanaz and then Ghost Funk Orchestra. Remember that name. This is The Fuzz, KX935.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Never coming down.